This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Yesterday was primary day in Colorado, and in the U.S. Congressional House races, incumbent Representatives Lauren Boebert, Ken Buck, and Doug Lamborn all won their Republican primaries. On the Democratic side, incumbent Diana DeGette won her race, while the other incumbents ran unopposed. Current Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters lost her bid for Secretary of State yesterday. The Republican has pushed baseless claims that the 2020 election results were fraudulent and faces felony charges for allegedly tampering with election machines. Former Jefferson County Clerk Pam Anderson won the primary race. She will face current Secretary of State Jenna Griswold in the November general election. The state's two U.S. senators are asking the Air Force to expand a pilot program that removes so-called PFAS chemicals from contaminated water sources. CPR's Dan Boyce says the Air Force formerly used PFAS in firefighting foam for training exercises just outside Colorado Springs.
The Air Force has been trying for years to clean PFAS contamination from the wide-field aquifer. The chemicals can cause cancer and other health problems. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper say the cleanup should also extend to Willow Springs Pond in Fountain, and that the Air Force should partner with state public health officials for future studies. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Wildlife officials are calling off a bear hunt near Trinidad. The bear scratched a woman through the fabric of her tent as he slept with her husband and two-year-old daughter Friday night. The woman did not require medical treatment. Officials hunted for the bear since Friday with the intent of killing it. However, the bear eluded the feds and their search dogs. This is CPR News and KRCC.